My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Times you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
It's picture day here at the station, Kenny. Well, really for all of our sister stations and us.
Oh, we're all, wait a minute, were you like in line?
It's all, well.
There is a schedule.
I think there is a schedule that's been emailed.
You want to play the picture schedule game?
I'm pretty excited because I think the photo they've been using of us is from
the one of the two of you together.
Yeah.
That's 2016.
Oh my God.
And then the one of you individually is 2011.
Oh, that's old. That's old.
Yeah,
old,
I'd say old. So.
Still look good.
Oh, well, thank you, Kenny.
Yeah, I'll admit it.
So we had a problem.
You're 2011 when you look like you were 12.
Yeah, you did. You have a baby face.
I've done a lot of drinking since then.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's aged me.
So we got the notification of when we'd be getting our pictures taken. We were told very specific rules. No hats.
Let's see Owen. If that gets broken.
Mm.
Owen is wearing a hat right now.
Owen's wearing a hat.
What else? Did they say anything about sleeves?
Mitch, you look like an extra in a college movie from like the 90s. You look like a kid from PCU.
PCU, that's what I was
gonna say. There
Thank
you go.
Yeah, you look like Jeremy Piven is about to say something snarky.
Piven's got a body double. That was you.
Which, by the way, go take a look at Jeremy Piven's hair in that movie.
Well, his
that's
hair,
all I'm going to say.
His hair's been on a wild ride.
Oh, yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Mitch. This is what you're wearing right now, that flannel... Unbuttoned flannel over the t-shirt.
The flannel will be buttoned for the photo.
Okay. Oh, you're going to button the flannel for the photo.
Yeah.
And you're getting rid of the frames?
Yeah, these are only blue light glasses. I don't need to wear them in the shot.
Where are the glasses? Where are the glasses for the photo?
Nah, I don't wear glasses otherwise.
But you look smarter, though.
Do I?
You're not dumb. You're a smart young man. If you want to wear glasses, wear glasses. You look good in the frames. I'm just saying they're blue light glasses.
That's a jerk move, though, to wear glasses when you don't need them other than like when you're at the computer.
LeBron James did it for like 3 years. That's... No one called him a jerk. At least no one on this show.
Lots of people call LeBron James a jerk.
Yeah, it's not
the
on this show.
One guy did say he didn't put up the drywall.
That is true.
Is the equivalent of calling
some
a
people
jerk.
Didn't
one
like
guy got through.
That LeBron was the flag bearer. They thought, wow, somebody who's voiced his concerns about certain things. Either way, Kenny, we're all like, you're not wearing your Iowa State stuff today, right?
No.
Like you're putting on something that you
I'm wearing a black button up, and I'm wearing jeans.
Yeah, so
which I usually do wear jeans, but still.
I made a mistake. I went to bed last night thinking, all right, I'll just figure something out in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Just we were busy putting the kids to bed last night.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, in the morning, I forgot that all of my button downs are in the closet of Mason's bedroom. So that was completely ruled out this morning when I realized, oh, I can't risk waking up the baby, which would then really set off my wife.
It'll put your life in jeopardy with her.
Yeah, would have woken her up way too early and it would have ruined her day. I would have been hearing about it a long time. So I had to make do with whatever was in the guest bedroom.
So you're wearing a zip-up hoodie, which you're going to take off, obviously.
No, I got a sweater that I'm going to put above. Now, I have one of these collared shirts, these collared polos with the stiff collars.
See, I got one. My collar isn't stiff enough.
It didn't stay?
Mine's from the Shaquille O'Neal collection. I'm not kidding you.
I know exactly the collection you're talking about.
It's not a stiff enough collar, yeah.
I thought that was the whole point of what they marketed, was that the collars would stay stiff.
Mine don't.
Because as you know, like a lot of golf polos, you can't wear sweaters over that or anything because it's got the, the baking collar.
Fall down. Stiff. Yeah. No, mine was never, it was supposed to be stiff. It was never stiff. It's always been flaccid.
Okay. But I like what you're wearing.
Glad you worked that in.
Yeah.
You got a big tan.
Proud of myself.
So I wonder, are we going to have hair and makeup? Or are we going to do any of that?
I got makeup down the street, but it means I have to leave the premises and go get it. Because I do that. As tough as that is. But I'm not very good at blending it in. So I think I look like Mac and Dennis from Sunny in Philadelphia when they were the debutantes or whatever it was. So I don't know how that one's really going to work for me.
I just wondered if one of the ladies can help out. If they are involved in the shoot.
Well, I got to get, if Christy is listening, I do need hairspray and I need a comb. Or I should say a brush. I'm a brush guy. I need hairspray. Oh, and I need a blow dryer. And that's it. I don't need anything more than that. I don't need any mousse. I don't need anything else.
Mousse.
Because those pictures that we had from years ago, I remember we went to the Nine and you made the one joke. We were at the bar. There was no drinking, sadly. We were at the bar and you said that our boudoir shoots were coming up next, and I thought that was funny. I remember that. I remember you were very uncomfortable during the entire day, though. It was a very uncomfortable thing.
And then the pictures did not turn out well.
No, no. Who took the pictures? Was it Daryl?
Was it?
The 2016 pictures I was not there for.
Oh, they're old.
That wasn't Katie. Katie was great at taking pictures.
Oh, my God.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
God, it was Katie. Right.
Maybe just the lighting didn't work out that day, or the filter was not.
I thought the pictures were fine. I remember I wanted to do different things and you were not down with it.
Oh, like wacky radio stuff?
Not wacky radio stuff. Kind of wacky radio stuff, not like typical like...
Like take Abbott and Costello photos?
Yeah, but not like typical like backs against each other and we're like looking off in a different direction like, oh, I can't get a load of this guy.
Or the
like,
two of us in a boxing ring with our gloves on.
Do you want to do something where
the gloves have to come off.
They have to come off.
You and I are giving Mitch a weird look and he's like holding his hands up going, what do I do with these guys? Do you want to do something like that? And always just in the back giving a disapproving look.
Just two.
Every day on the show.
Yeah. Just two wacky guys.
Just two wacky radio guys.
That would capture our essence.
The morning zoo, according to Frank Isola. I mean, why don't we just take pictures like that?
Well, somebody accused us that we were basically organizing a funeral earlier in the show.
Do you want to dress as pallbearers?
Let's go to a cemetery.
Okay. Which one do you want to go to?
Let's exhume a body. Let's do it the real way. Let's go.
Do you want to go stand at the Rockefeller Memorial?
It is a very nice
Can we
setup.
Lay in the daisies at least?
I mean, if you pay enough money, money talks. I'm sure they'll let you do just about anything. But you're not going to run home and get a change of clothes?
No, I'm just going to go with this. I find it interesting, though, when I look outside, because I'm very into how society has definitely evolved on things like this. Is there a difference anymore between what you would wear to go out, what you would wear almost at a wedding, what you would wear to go to work, what you would wear to a big event? Like, it feels like everything is blended and everybody just wears the same thing.
Well, shouldn't I wear what I would wear people would expect me to see me out in? Like, when you say no hats, we all know who we're thinking of. Do I have to say it out loud? I guess I'll say it out loud. I'm not thinking of Owen. I'm thinking of Nick.
Oh, yeah. Nick wears the hat.
Nick always has the hat backwards and, like, low. Like, it almost looks like he's like a kid in Sandlot. Well, they're going to make Nick take off the hat. And my thought is, well, wait a minute. He does everything
that's
in a hat.
That's not how you would not see Nick in real life without it.
Aren't we supposed to be who we are?
There was a local. Well, you're always supposed to. You want it to look bigger and better, even though that's not what this show. That's not what we exude.
So that's what. We did have a failed attempt at pictures probably 2018. We went over to the Cleveland sign.
Cleveland sign, yes.
None of those were good.
They did not
come
out.
I think that's the one that's actually on the website for me.
That's the one that
I hate it. I'm wearing a shirt I don't like.
That's right.
I just want to wear my hat and my t-shirt that I've got on now.
Yeah. That's the one
that's what I look like. It's what I wear every day.
That's the one Barrett Sports Media uses of me every time we make the 8 at 8. And that was the one that one morning host in Pittsburgh, who's no longer there. Remember they got some rumor started that I called Aditi fat?
Yes.
Which we have Aditi on at 9 o'clock, by the way.
And we'll ask her. Rumors. We'll finally ask her once and for all.
And I never called her fat. One day, I remember I pulled into the Browns. I checked my phone. I'm going, why am I getting cussed out on Twitter? What did I do? Like, I got nervous to go, did I say something wrong? Or did I do? And it was this guy. I can't even remember the guy's name, but he's like, this person called Aditi fat. I'm like, I didn't call Aditi fat. You nut job.
And
it was a bunch of people from Pittsburgh calling me fat, which, I mean, you know, whatever.
I love that.
The shoe fits.
You know, you could tell when any of the local, whether it's a news agency or whether it's any kind of a radio show or a podcast, when it's picture time or video promo time. There's a local affiliate, Kenny and I have laughed about this forever, where it was just a crew on the news going out for a night out in the town.
Playing some pool.
All dressed up and ready to go out and have some cocktails, right? Of course, all those people were gone from the station literally 4 months later.
They were morning news. They made it out to look like it was boogie nights.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Like they were getting bottle service and having a real night out. Should we do something like that?
You want to do that?
Should we recreate that? Now that would be funny. It would only
do you
be
want
funny.
To recreate a scene from Boogie Nights, or do you want to recreate what we saw there?
It's kind of one and the same.
Okay.
I think
because I know under those jeans,
it would be
something special, just begging to get out.
An inside joke for just me and you, but I'll never forget that. And that was their version of Picture Day.
Yes, it certainly was a hell of a version. Okay. Well, we're getting a picture. You're not going home. You're going to wear that? Oh, and you're wearing that?
I plan on it.
You're looking good. Looking tough. Mitch, I don't know why you're wearing
shorts on too, guys.
You have shorts on?
I'm doing it all.
Now, are these full body?
Looks like how he looks. I don't really wear shorts, so I support you in looking how you want to look.
Thank you for supporting.
Yeah. You're my friend, Owen.
It's about time that, you know, a man can come into work in 2024 and look the way he wants to look and not be ridiculed.
Nobody dresses, but that's the thing.
Damn right.
Nobody dresses up anymore. They really don't.
Except me.
Very few occasions to dress up these days.
Or except anybody else when they're around Keith, because Keith will ridicule you. He's the marble mouth of Crawford County.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.